Well, thank you, honey. I thought I was going to lose it back there for a sec. I know. If I didn't absolutely have to have some clothes, I would have just walked out. Everything just feels really overwhelming. It's so, like, frantic. It's just going to take some time. Dr. Numatov says I should think of it like those soldiers coming back from Afghanistan. Reintegration takes time, and she doesn't want me rushing it. Let's go to bed. Being in public just drains my... I don't know. Let's go to bed. I don't know how I would do this without you. You've been so patient. I know. I can't believe I'm here either. I love you so much. No, honey, I'm fine, really. No. No, not last night either. To be honest, sweetie, the sleep thing is probably going to be an issue for a while. I think maybe I'll take these off, though. Yeah, I'm just not used to them anymore. Feels so constricting, you know? Like, claustrophobic. No. Never. Really, I think Wednesday was the first time I've had clothes on in, well, a while. No. It's okay. Dr. Numatov said the more I talk about it, the better I'll be in the long run. And I don't want to hide things from you or have you feel like I'm hiding anything. I can handle it. Trust me. After everything, I know what I can handle. It's just at night. It's still so busy, you know? Crickets, traffic outside, even the air conditioner. It takes some getting used to. The basement was so quiet. So quiet. Yeah, exactly. That's most of it. I mean, there are other factors, but I'm sure I'll start sleeping again eventually. It's not like I can stay up forever. Are you sure you can handle that? Are you sure you want to hear this stuff? I mean, I don't know, you were my fiancé and... No, of course. Of course we're still engaged. I just mean, this isn't going to be easy to hear, you know? It can't be. Okay. If you're sure. Well, I mean, he started fucking me right away, obviously. I mean, like, within hours of him taking me, I was in a basement, one light bulb, wearing nothing but my sneakers, and, well... No, it's fine. I'm fine, I guess. I guess what I'm trying to say is, at first, your brain just shuts down. I mean, how can you even comprehend what's happening? Yeah, but your body, I mean, it's still a body, and after a while... Yes. Yeah. You can't help yourself. Anyone would start to respond. You can't help. Yes. Thank you. God, you're so wonderful. I'm so lucky to have you. So it got well. So he would start fucking me and I would start to respond. And then he'd stop. And he'd leave. And about, I don't really know. Time gets really hard without windows. But after a while, he'd come back and start again. And no. Well, I mean, at first, I didn't fight. I just thought he'd finish with me and let me go. But then you realise he's not going to let you go. And then I fought. I fought. But yeah. So anyway, he would come back and start on me again. And it was... Well, I started to think of it as cocking me. Because fucking is actually the wrong word. It's like... It didn't feel like it was about him at all. Like, he wasn't worried about his own pleasure. He was just taking his cock and using it to make me need to come. And as soon as I started to need to, he would know. He always knew. And he would leave. I'm getting there. Just let me... So, after enough time, I really needed to. So bad. And I was having trouble sleeping. I couldn't relax or really even think. I needed it, so... And then he came back and fucked me. Really fucked me this time. Let me come and let me sleep. And that's how it went at first. He would come down, put me on my knees and cock me, leave, do it again until I was crying from needing to come so bad. And then he'd fuck me. Every day, that was my day. Sometimes I would just stay on all fours so I could be ready when he came back. And eventually my body learned what he was trying to teach it. It didn't even take that long. So yeah, that's what's happening, I'm sure of it. I need to come before I can sleep. I need cock in me and I need to come or I just don't. I toss and turn. I can't. It was one of his rules. Master had a lot of rules. No, it feels good actually to tell someone. To tell someone who loves me, someone I trust. I don't know. There were so many. Okay, so, for instance, I wasn't supposed to speak. Well, no, sometimes you have to anyway, right? I mean, you can't go without communicating at all, so he made a rule. I could only talk if I had his cum in my mouth. I mean, yeah, but you can see what he was doing. The first time I needed tampons, it was all I could think about. How can I get that man's cum in my mouth so I can ask him to go to the drugstore? That one backfired on him eventually, though. After he started letting me upstairs sometimes, I figured out that I could ask for lots of things if I just... kept it. You know, like, I didn't swallow. I would leave his cum in my mouth for hours and then I could talk whenever I wanted. Of course, but I mean, think about wine. No one likes the taste of wine at first. Huh? But after a while, you learn to associate the taste with how it makes you feel. And eventually you get people devoting their lives to it. I'm not saying his cum tasted... it's just the psychological principle I'm talking about. Oh, no, no, he wouldn't do that. Master doesn't go back on... didn't. I mean, he didn't go back on his word. Sorry, it's just still... I know. I should stop calling him that, but... But I never found out his name, and after you spend a certain amount of your life being fucked into a concrete floor with a huge cock, you start to think of someone a certain way. You can't help it. You can't stop yourself. No one could. You have to... Actually, yeah. I guess after a while, he actually did modify the talking rule to where, as long as I had a cock in me, I could say thank you as often as I wanted. Of course, to keep him happy, he was trying to break me, so I had to figure out how to manipulate him too. So, for example, he really liked to spank it. No, I don't mean masturbate. I mean, he liked to spank my pussy. He'd kidnapped a sex slave. Why would he need to masturbate? Well, I can stop if you want. If you can't handle this, any time, just say the word. Okay, so, like I was saying, he got off on slapping my pussy, so I learned to use that to my advantage. Like if I was just exhausted and needed to be fucked to sleep, I couldn't just call up and ask because of the no talking rule, but I figured out that if I spread my knees at the bottom of the stairs, pressed my face against the floor and started slapping myself hard enough, he would hear it and come and check on me. And you try turning down a girl wearing nothing but dirty sneakers who is just presenting her ass in the air while she smacks her cunt to get it wet enough to come rail on. Of course, you're right. You need to get some rest too. Thank you for this, love. It means so much to me to be able to tell you. Actually, if we're gonna put it all out there, there isn't exactly any real reason I couldn't get a good night's sleep tonight. No, I mean, you could do it. What do you mean? I'm not going to be like this forever, but right now, I'll probably still need it. And you love me, don't you? You don't think I'm ruined or something, right? Let me worry about the memories. Trust me, it's not like you treating me like some delicate flower for a few days is going to make it so I can just forget that I spent the last portion of my life being moulded into a very specific kind of fuck toy, is it? It's not going to slip my mind. Just get over here. Oh. God, I dreamed about kissing his lips again so many times. You can't imagine. I wasn't sure I would ever... Are you going to, Okay, yeah. Yeah, there. No, I think it's just... Everything is so different here, It's fine. I know how to get myself wet. Just hold on. Okay, yeah, okay. Now get back there and take me. Hard. No, that's definitely not something you need to worry about. Just take it. It's yours now. What? Why are we talking about this? I mean, yeah, okay, it was. Happy? Oh my god, men are so insane. So my sociopath abductor had the heaviest, thickest cock I've ever seen. The most important part of that sentence is sociopath abductor. You were... Ah, my fiancé, you are a whole man. A wonderful man who loves and cares and has a whole beautiful life. Master was none of that. He was just a machine designed to find out how many feet of cock needed to be fucked into me before my mind started to... Forget it. Here, come here. Oh, ah, wait, maybe if you just, yeah, there, yeah, like that, yeah. No. No, it's me. Of course this was going to be hard. There's so much fucked up. Exactly. God. What did I do to deserve you? Here, let's try something. Take my hair and just kind of wrap it around your fist. Yeah. Now, press my face into the headboard. Come on. I need this. Come on. Come on. Now pull it. Harder. Harder. Come on, don't be such a pussy. Should we stop and write a sonnet? Huh? Or am I going to get fucked like it's the only thing I'm good for tonight? Now push my head down again. Oh, almost. Maybe put your foot on the back. Ah, fuck. Thank you for your... Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Damn it. I'm fucking close. Oh, thank you. I'm so close. Thank you. Thank you. I know, but it's what I need right now. No, don't be crazy. It was fine. It was fine. It's great. Really. I love you. I guess it's just while I'm trying to reintegrate it. No, I can't say it. Well, just at first I just don't think it. Well, maybe I should go back for a little while.